A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. Peace I give you. Not as the world gives, but my peace I give you. Have you ever thought about the world's definition of peace? If you look in the dictionary, it means freedom from oppression. It means having thoughts or emotions, or freedom from thoughts or emotions that cause problems. Could we stretch this definition to mean a feeling of well-being or contentment? That's actually a definition of happiness as well. Recently, I had an opportunity to look at the magazine 17. It's geared towards young, middle school and high school aged girls. Every ad and article seemed to be implying that if you had their brand of jeans, you'd be happy, contented, at peace. Or if you had clear skin made so by their product, you'd be happy, contented, or at peace. Or if you had the right boyfriend, captured, of course, by their tight, leaving nothing to be imagined clothing, you'd be happy. Boys aren't immune from this type of happiness either. Get the right hot girlfriend and you'll be happy. Or the fastest car. Or maybe if you're buff enough. How about you and me? What does the world say will make us happy? The right ministry or job? The next promotion? A lot of money, perhaps. A challenge-free marriage. Whiter teeth? Fresher breath? Okay, I'm getting a little carried away, but I'm sure you're catching my drift. Is it even possible to be happy or content or at peace using the world's definition and standard? By contrast, what does Jesus' peace look like? It seems to me that it's realizing that you and I are okay just because we are who we are. And not only okay, but deeply, passionately loved by God precisely because we are us. Wow, how cool is that? So cool that the King of the world works night and day to convince us that it can't possibly be true. Does this mean that change and growth are unnecessary? Not at all. But the image that comes to mind is that of a flower bulb. The bulb symbolizes the potential in each person. Warmth, soil, water, light. Release that potential until it grows into the bright, colorful tulip or daffodil that we've been seeing this spring. The bulb becomes what God intends it to become. That's God's peace. We become what God intends us to become. The King of the world? Well, he would probably tell the flower that it's not tall enough, bright or colorful enough, or fragrant enough. And perhaps if we worked a little harder or had the right product, it would be okay. My prayer for you and me this day is that we will hold on to Jesus' words, to Jesus' definition of peace, and the peace that he leaves us, knowing that we have that peace already inside us, waiting to burst forth and be shared with the world.